It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
To another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back to back to back winning days on the podcast. My oh my, is it nice to say that? So thank you, Coda Camper Kyle. Your birthday card delivered for us. Not all the plays are done yet, but we're guaranteed to be a winner. So let's recap the winning card for Tuesday. In Major League Baseball, Coda Camper Kyle had Boston and Cleveland under the eight. Well, that was an easy winner chicken dinner. He gets to cash the ticket. He had the Oakland Athletics plus the 1.5 in the run line. Didn't look the best when Paul Blackburn gave up a crooked number of 4 in the bottom of the first, but the A's chip away. They end up losing 4-3, and he cashes the plus 1.5. Then he had the Kansas City Royals on the money line. They rally against Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays. They get the win, and he cashes the ticket again. So right now he has one play pending. That's in the Baltimore Orioles. The team total over 4.5. And as I record this, the O's have 3 runs in the top of the 6. So hopefully he can get 2 more at least down the road, and he'll cash the ticket to sweep the board and go 4-0. I'll post the official results once again in the show notes. Then the 3 NBA wagers that I added in the show notes for Tuesday. I had the Phoenix Suns plus the 3 at Minnesota. Yeah, you're not going to beat my Timberwolves at home. I don't know what I was thinking there. Sweep that one off the board. That one was a loser. I had the Indiana Pacers plus the 1.5 at the Milwaukee Bucks. That one cashes as Indiana ties up the series 1-1. Then in the nightcap here, I have the Dallas Mavericks minus the 2 at the LA Clippers. As I record this, they're up 7 in the second quarter. I'm hopeful and optimistic, but it is the NBA, and crazy things happen, of course, late in the game. There's a long ways to go. I could still lose that one by 30. But right now, that's how the card sits, but it's guaranteed once again to be a winner thanks to the day Coda Camper Kyle had. But now let's get to the card for Wednesday and see if I can make it 5 straight winning days here on the podcast. We'll start in the NBA, and just like I did on Tuesday, and I guess probably Monday as well, I'm just going to flip the script. Whatever happened in game one, I expect the opposite in game number 2. I'm going to take the Miami Heat once again, plus the 14.5 at the Boston Celtics. The Celtics coasted to the easy victory in game number 1. Miami flirted with the line late in that game, but Boston dominated most of the play. But this time around, I think the Heat can make it interesting. So give me Miami plus the 14.5 on the road at Boston. Then I'm going to take Oklahoma City, a little shorter number this time around, minus the 7.5 against New Orleans. Game number 1, New Orleans had a great opportunity to win it. OKC won it in the end, but they didn't cover the number. This time around, I expect them to get some separation. They'll cover the number. So I'm going to Thunder minus the 7.5 against New Orleans. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball, and I'm not feeling the best, so simple handicap here. I'm actually going to play 4 Nerfies, and some years I lock into a specific type of wager, and I'm starting to fall in love with these Nerfies, especially when I don't see the rest of the card and I'm not sure where to go. If you guys remember right, for those of you that have listened to this podcast for a long time, a couple of years back, I made a run at 50 units of profit in Major League Baseball by betting those first 5 team totals. And this year, I have a funny feeling that I might make a run with the Nerfies. So keep in mind, if I'm not hosting this podcast, follow me in the newsletter, follow me on the blog, follow me on Twitter. I do post all of my Nerfie bets out there. I went 2-1 on Tuesday, so I turned profit again. And I think now for the year on the Nerfies, I'm up close to 7.5 units. Coda Camper Kyle and I are having a contest there. So that does get posted every single day. So I'm liking these Nerfies. We'll see how today goes. I'll probably jinx myself, patting myself on the back. I'll go 0-4 today. But here we go. We'll start with the first game on the board. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the St. Louis Cardinals, minus 110. So I've officially lost it. I typically fade Kyle Gibson, but not today. I want early action. It's a getaway day, following a 14-run performance for the D-backs. It's an early start, and I have a hunch Gibby will shut down Arizona early. The D-backs ranked 21st in OPS against righties. Gibson is coming off a strong performance, giving up just one run over six innings against Milwaukee last time out. Meanwhile, it's Jordan Montgomery. He made his season debut on Friday for the D-backs, giving up one run over six innings. Montgomery pitched for St. Louis in 2022 and part of 2023. That might give him just a little extra juice on this day. He's had a sub-4 ERA since 2020. Please no runs in the first. I'll take the D-backs and the Cardinals. No runs in the first inning at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. It's the New York Mets at the San Francisco Giants at the minus 120. So defending Cy Young Award winner is at a minus 120 in a Nerfy bet. Yeah, I'll bite the hook on that. Blake Snell is off to a slow start, just like last year. He's 0-3 on the season. He has an 11.57 ERA and a 1.97 whip. If he wasn't Blake Snell, he might be riding a bus in AAA right now. He's actually given up more runs than he has strikeouts this season. That's a crazy stat. I will always be a Snell believer, though. The Mets have a career 228 batting average against. I think this is the day that Snell settles in and starts his run. Meanwhile, it's Sean Manea. He pitched in this park last season for the Giants. He had a 4.44 ERA for San Francisco. Last out, he went five innings, allowing two runs against the Dodgers. That's a good hitting club. The Giants rank 14th in OPS against lefties, so I'll roll the dice on six outs without a run today. Give me the Giants and the Mets. No runs in the first inning at the minus 120.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. It's the Seattle Mariners at the Texas Rangers at the plus 105. So John Gray will toe the rubber for the Rangers. He has a 3.15 ERA of the season. He last worked at Atlanta out of the bullpen, facing just five batters, striking out four, didn't give up a hit or a walk. Excellent outing. He's had an excellent, excellent April, 16 and a third innings, five runs allowed on just 11 hits. Seattle hitters are a career 159 against him in 88 at-bats. Bryce Miller gets the start for the Mariners, a 1.85 ERA, a 0.82 whip. He had an excellent April as well, 19 and a third innings, two runs allowed. So I'm going to take good pitching over good hitting. Nerfy it is. Give me the Mariners and the Rangers. No runs in the first inning at the plus 105. Then the final game of the card for me. I almost went the run line here again. The Twins won it in walk-off fashion on Tuesday night, but they didn't cover the run line, and I kind of like the Nerfy a little bit better. So it's the Chicago White Sox once again at the Minnesota Twins. Ugly price here at the minus 150. So I backed Joe Ryan of the Twins against good teams. So, of course, I'm willing to back him against the White Sox. Yes, it's Garrett Crochet going for the White Sox, and he gave fans hope early in the season. His first three starts were really good with a 2.00 ERA. The last two starts, though, have gone sideways, allowing 12 runs over 7 2/3 innings against the Reds and the Phillies. The Twins ranked 25th in OPS against lefties. They rank 26th in runs per game. So Nerfy it is. Give me the White Sox and the Twins. No runs of the first inning at the minus 150. Yeah, short card today. I can't believe that's all the plays I have. But let's recap my card for a Wednesday. In the NBA, I'm on the Miami Heat plus the 14.5 at the Boston Celtics. I'm on the Oklahoma City Thunder minus the 7.5 against the New Orleans Pelicans. My Nerfies, I have four of them in Major League Baseball here for Wednesday. I have the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals, no runs in the first at the minus 110. I have the Mets and the Giants, no runs in the first at a minus 120. I have the Mariners and Rangers, no runs in the first at a plus 105. I have the White Sox and Twins, no runs in the first at the minus 150. I probably would add in the Padre run line, maybe the Twin run line, but I won't make those official plays here on the podcast. Yes, I'm addicted to making make sure I have a lot of action out there, but I know I'll have some wagers on the side. But for the podcast here, just those six wagers today. So as always, everyone, enjoy the games. Manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.